Gioda buys 5 tokens of the sun brush and decides to tokenize the wooden sculpture she created. The utility tokens she purchased are considered assets, according to Article 810 of the Italian Civil Code, as digital assets are or represent legal assets, and therefore are objects of law. Moreover, being registered on a blockchain, they have the value of the certified digital signature, in this case of Andrea, who commits to tokenize Gioda's work. In the first ICOs, there was a lack of oversight on fundraising with digital tools. Today there is greater control over investor rights and regulations are being defined. CONSOB, the Italian Authority for the Supervision of Markets, published on the 2nd of January 2020 a report in which it establishes that ICO, initial coin offering, are entrusted to subjects to which apply the rules already provided for the managers of equity crowdfunding platforms, and creates the figure of custodian of the tokens, which can stand alongside managers of issuing platforms and exchanges.